gang. Update on the injuries. Of course, Brandon Stokely was back in. He's feeling better. Jamie Blatnick, ankle. Justin Bannon, calf, did not participate. Quentin Carter looks to be a hamstring, right hamstring at this point. I will evaluate, and I'll keep you posted on that.
Cause you any problems to have to come inside?
Not really. You know, I kind of felt bad for the fans. You know, there was a lot of people out there, but, you know, we're interested in their safety, and there was a lot of lightning up there, and we were back and forth for a minute, and, you know, finally we just had to do the right thing and bring the team here and make sure the fans are safe.
But it doesn't affect you too much as far as what you were hoping to accomplish?
No, I thought, you know, I commended our guys. You know, they're focused. We brought them in, we brought them back out, and then we threw them on a bus and took them here. So they kept their focus. We had a good day's work, and, you know, we'll be back at it tomorrow in pads.
Probably wouldn't help the fans, but does a day like this make you think you need your own bubble just at your own facility?
You know, we just make do with what we got, and you know, we were able to manage it last year through the whole season, and we'll do much the same again this year.
And here, were you worried about guys slipping? It seemed like a lot of guys going down. Champ, it seemed like, just decided to sit out because he didn't want to slip.
You know, I try to stay off this stuff as much as possible, but it sometimes, you know, like today, we needed the work, and this was the safe place to get it done.
So Derek Wolfe mentioned nothing's official to him until he's hit somebody. He's really looking forward to pads. Is there a little bit of the...
I missed who you were talking about.
Derek Wolfe was saying
okay,
that.
Okay,
like,
right.
This is an official tag to hit somebody. Is there a little bit of the coaching that's like, hey, let's see these guys get after him?
Yeah, I think especially up front. You know, it's a little bit tough for them because you have to manage how hard you're coming off. And I'm talking about without pads. So, you know, again, we haven't been in pads since last year. And so it's always exciting the first day, and especially with the offensive and defensive line.
Do you have to throttle things back or make sure to keep guys in check to make sure they don't, you know, overexert themselves? And I don't mean energy-wise, but I mean over enthusiasm.
Well, I think, you know, we're going to be competitive and we're going to compete every day. But, you know, just remind guys these are your teammates. You know, there's certain points in a down where you might want to pull off, you know, just for the well-being of your teammate.
What can you learn from day one to day two?
You know, just get better. And, you know, I thought, you know, we had a good day yesterday. Obviously, I would have liked to have been outside today. But, you know, I thought we worked well. We got our installation in, and we got smarter and better today.